Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and welcome to my 100th edition of Real Country. This week, as usual, we've got a jam-packed show with tunes from John Williamson, Carrie Underwood, Dwight Yoakam, Paul Coster, Luke Austin, Big and Rich, not to mention my chat with the very talented Sara Stora. Now, on the 100th show, for me, it feels like a lifetime ago, but it was back in August 2011 when Real Country moved to a one-hour format and started not only syndicating that show, but podcasting it too. This was the first song that I played in what we labelled as Episode 1. Who was this lucky artist, and what was the song that will forever go down in Real Country history? It was Adam Brand with his cover of 455 Rocket. And here it is, kicking off our 100th show.
Mr. Smith had an Oldsmobile, baby blue with wide wheels. I took her home the day that she was advertised. He said she leaked when it would rain and sounded like an airplane, but I knew she was a jewel in disguise. Straightaways, she could well hate in Chevrolets. Well, she's a rocket, she was made to burn. Whose junk pile piece of Chevelle is this? You boys come in a race or just kiss? Don't you wanna know what I got underneath my sounds like she's missing, but buddy, she could teach you a lesson. In just a quarter mile, I'll smoke you good, yeah. In my 455 rocket, the kind the police drive, I couldn't hardly wait just to take my turn. Straightaways, she grew up in Chevrolet. Well, she's a rocket, she was made to burn. Oh, I, cried when that record came. As we skidded, I thought I heard angels sing, and it sounded like the Beach Boys. We hit the curb and began to sail. We took out most of the safety rail. Even the cop asked me, "Man, what'd you have in that thing?" I told him I had a 455. Yourself when you take that turn, 'cause she was made for the straightaways. She grew up in Chevrolets. She's a rocket, she was made to burn, 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 burn. Oh Lord, she's a rocket,
you'd like a ride. If you've been waiting on a night like tonight, let's don't stop, let's just go with it. I know a place that nobody knows, out in the country where nobody goes. If we get the urge, girl, to hold each other close, let's don't stop, let's just go with it.
That, of course, was Wine Lover and previous Star Maker winner Luke Austin with Let's Just Go With It. Now, Paul Costa is not only a great bloke, but a top country artist, and I was quite chuffed when I found this on the Real Country Hotline.
And it's Paul Costa here, wishing you a very happy 100th podcast of Real Country. Love your work, mate.
Thanks, Paul. From Paul Costa's album, Wheels and Steel, is this great track, Big End of Town.
You covered up there on the big end of town. But don't you wonder how they fly so high while the working man can't get off the ground? They got your back, you're safe, let them lay down the law. Don't you wonder at the end of the day, what are we fighting for? Tell me what. Nothing in the middle, all up like a puppet on a string. The only escape is the power of the people. What goes around comes around on the big end of town. You'll find all of the answers up there on the big end of town. They cover questions, can the real deal ever be found? Broken promises keep playing on my TV. Nothing happens when they get it wrong. Guess it's different for you and for me. So different for you and for me.
for nothing in the middle, all hooked like a puppet on a string.
And the only escape is the power of the people. What goes around comes around. There's big fish, little fish, or nothing in the middle, all hooked like a puppet on a string. The only escape is the power of the people. What goes around comes around. Yeah, what goes around comes around on the big end of town. Big end of town. Yeah, big end of town.
Hi, this is Paul Costa, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
It's more than wheels and steel, it's a way of life. Tractors and bikes.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you.
Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is a very special 100th show edition of My Real Country right across Australia and New Zealand. For all things country, check out our website, realcountrymix.com. Now, after a bit of a break, Sarah Stora has jumped back into the spotlight with a stellar new album to be released in August entitled Lovegrass. I caught up with Sarah to talk about life, the album, and its title track. Sarah Stora, how are you?
Hi, Ben. I'm well. Thank you.
You are such an amazing little tease, aren't you? Because, you know, we don't hear from you for a little bit, and then you come out with this Women in Song with Tamara Stewart and Felicity. And then a little bit later on, you pop up on Colin Buchanan's Songwriting Sessions album. And we go, isn't she really something special? And then out of the blue, boom, fantastic, brilliant album, Lovegrass. Absolutely amazing. Now, tell me the story. Why have you just taken so long?
Three children. And I've just decided to sort of, you know, get in and have the family. And it was a hard, it's been a bit of a hard road, as in, you know, I had these songs. I was, you know, starting to think about whether I was going to do a new album and get stuck back into the songwriting. But having children just made it really difficult. And one morning, well, it was Tamworth 2012, I decided either get in and get it happening or, you know, just stop thinking about it and worrying about it, you know, make a decision. So I just started writing these songs, and within 7 months I had an album written, and I recorded it late-ish last year with Matt Fell. We finally released a single, Lovegrass, off the album, and we'll be releasing the album in August.
I just cannot wait to share the album with everyone. It is just simply brilliant.
Thank you.
And one of the things that I love most is Matt Fell, the relationship that he has with artists. It's a way of bringing out the best in their best work. I think that's one of his many gifts.
Yeah, this is my second works album with Matt. And remember when I first started with Matt, he's like, you get in there and play guitar. And I said, I'm not studio standard guitar player. You know, I can't. You'll hear me and I'll ruin the track. And he said, you've got to put down yourself because we'll build around you. This is your song. And he's wonderful at making sure that the artist is represented. So he sort of, you know, put some music around initially what I started with. But he's still got his own sound, you know. He's very clever. And we did this whole album without a drum kit, so it's all these lovely percussion sounds. These are a little bit more soft and gentle, rather than, you know, big loud sounds over my vocals.
Wow. Well, you've also got some guests on the album as well. John Williamson, always an absolute legend and great to work with.
Yeah, I was over the moon. Once again, we worked back in probably it was 2004 on Raining on the Plains.
Mm.
And I made that second phone call. So it's been a long time. So it's really lovely to have him once again, not only sing a song, but I'm able to put it on my album. And I've also got a duet with my brother, Greg, who I do a lot of co-writing with.
How do you get much work done with Greg? Because he's got a wicked sense of humour and he's great fun.
Oh, he's like, well, I was just chatting to someone the other day about co-writing, and I said, I find co-writing really scary because, you know, you're trying to write a song together and you don't want to insult the other person if you feel they're going down the wrong track, vice versa. And, but with Greg, because we're brother and sister, I can say, no, no, we're heading in the wrong direction here. Or, you know, that line there, that word there really is corny. Can we change it without feeling as though I'm going to upset him? You know, we can laugh about it and just get the song written, but written to how we really, really want the song to be, rather than, you know, just being polite and nice.
Oh, it's handy having a musical partner that you happen to be related to as well.
Yeah, they're cheap. Very cheap. Cooked chook and a slab of beer and you're covered.
Now, let's talk about Lovegrass, the title track for the album. Where did the name come from? I mean, I know it's a plant, it's a noxious weed. How did that pop into your head?
It popped in at about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I just saw it like on a number plate. It was like, or a sign, and it just said Lovegrass. And I thought, what a beautiful word. And then I was like, but I grew up in the Mallee and the Lovegrass, I know. Got in your socks and in your jeans, and basically you'd have to throw your socks out. But there was something, I think the word love, grass, there's something that sang sweetly in that word. And I thought, how can I turn this into a love song? So I thought, well, I'm going to have the rarest Lovegrass. Lovegrass, it's so rare, I probably haven't even found it yet. And of course, that's my Dave, my husband.
Yep.
Song that was an addition to the album. I finished the album and then just felt one short, and Lovegrass sort of came in the last minute, and I was heavily pregnant, and I quickly snuck to Sydney with a couple of days to go prior to not being able to fly, and got some Lovegrass down with big, deep breaths, I can tell you, because I was running out of room with air, because we just sort of knew it was what the album needed, and then it became the first single and, of course, the title of the album.
Well, I think you've done an absolutely stellar job on it. The album is simply fantastic. Cannot wait to share it with everybody. And it will be available on iTunes, and the single Lovegrass is currently available now. You can download it here, there, and everywhere. Thank you very much, Sarah Storer.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Let's go to the song.
It took some crazy fight, but it was worth the wait. Like you walked out just after I walked in, but it was worth the time before I brushed your side. And when I did, I felt the grip and sting. so unforgiving. Only time can tell when it will be over, and will I get to stay until my bones no longer lift me? But it's all in my heart, but my mind's a little slower, and it takes some time to start. Will they take it from me early, before my time to pass, before my bones no longer lift me? My bones no longer lift me, my bones no longer lift me. Be one break after years of holding on. So you go ahead believing that this year will be the one. You see hope out in the distance, and the wind is touching gold. Will I be standing in these weepings before my soul is sold, and until my bones no longer lift me? But it's all in my heart, and my mind's a little slower. Some time to stop, will they take it from me early? Before my time to part, before my bones no longer lift me, my bones no longer lift me, my bones no longer lift me.
Sorensen's Real Country Double Play.
Visit us on the web at www.realcountrymix.com.
That was Sarah Stora, Heart and Sold, from the album Lovegrass. Make sure you download the singles on iTunes now, and we'll be posting the pre-order links for the album Lovegrass on our Facebook page this week. Check it out, facebook.com/realcountry, for all the details. And while you're there, why not show us some like as well if you haven't already.
G'day, it's Johnny Taylor here. I'd like to congratulate Ben for not only reaching 100 cracking shows, but also for having one of the most neatly groomed beards in the country music scene. Congratulations, you handsome beast. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Johnny. We appreciate the call, and I'm also kind of pleased you noticed my beard too. While we're on the topic, not of my beard, but of Johnny, Australia's Got Talent finalist and country artist Johnny Taylor has his top new album, Something to Say, out now. And this great single from said album, You'll Never Break Me. Here it is on Real Country.
G'day, it's Johnny Taylor here. I'd like to congratulate Ben for not only reaching 100 cracking shows, but also for having one of the most neatly groomed beards in the country music scene. Congratulations, you handsome beast. Keep up the great work.
Roseanne was married for a long 28 years. She stayed with her husband for the sake of their three kids. Then one day she turned around, said this isn't working out, and she walked away. And soon enough she found herself a new man. Younger when he gave her love she'd never had. Till one day something changed, a look came over his face and he hit her. She stepped outside and put her hands in the air, said you can try but you'll never break me. The sun will rise and shine on her face, with a tear in her eyes she'll say come embrace me. As I learn to love myself, shattered and paralyzed. She took one look in the mirror, but she couldn't recognize herself. And the heartbreak still remains, but she knows it's not too late to start again.
That was Johnny Taylor, You'll Never Break Me. Now, again, you can see the video clip for this track this week on our Facebook page. I'll be posting it there, facebook.com/realcountry. Check it out. Now, still to come on the show, Big and Rich, Dwight Yoakam, Carrie Underwood, and John Williamson. Not to mention some more well wishes and celebrations for Real Country's 100th show. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Sarah Storer, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen on Real Country.
And the real Buffalo Bill did say he was holding a beer and a gun in each hand. And in 50 years, just look up high and catch a glimpse of horse.
Hey, this is Dwight Yoakam, and you're listening to me on Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is the 100th episode of Real Country right across Australia and New Zealand. For all things country, check out our website, realcountrymix.com. Now, on to social country. This week, it's our celebration, but you get the prizes. On our Facebook and Twitter pages, I mentioned that every listener call to our hotline that made it in the show would get a 100th show prize pack consisting of CDs and our limited edition, highly sought after, $1 million Real Country stickers. We had so many calls that I might continue the giving over to next week's show as well. So if you want to be part of Social Country, it's easy. Leave us a message on our hotline anytime. That's 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. You can message us on Facebook and Twitter or email us via our site, realcountrymix.com. Let's see who our first lucky 100th show prize pack winner is.
Happy 100th show, Ben. It's Ian Swanson from Mount Mother. Probably the selection would be from John Williamson, Raining on the Rock. Anyway, congratulations on that 100th show.
Thanks so much, Ian, for your efforts and top suggestion. You've got yourself a prize pack. Someone from our office will be in touch soon. Now, to your suggestion, John Williamson included this song in his new Hell of a Career massive 44-song 2CD album. And it's my favourite version with not only John Williamson, but also Warren H. Williams. So here it is, Raining on the Rock. Thanks, Ian.
Just come out of the mongers where the plains were ever old. And Albert Namajira has painted all the seas, and a shower has changed the luster of our land. And it's raining on the rock in a beautiful country, and I'm proud to travel this big land as an Aborigine. It's raining on the rock while an almighty sight to see. And I'm wishing and I'm dreaming that you were here with me.
Everlasting daisies and a beautiful desert rose. Where does their beauty come from? Heaven knows.
I could ask the way to tell, but he's way too high. I wonder if he understands. It's wonderful to fly. It's raining on the rock.
The mesmerizing colors of the alders,
the grandeur of the rock.
Uluru is power.
I have plenty more prize packs to give away, and all you have to do to win one is be part of Social Country. Now, you can leave us a message on our Facebook page, facebook.com/realcountry. Tweet us on Twitter, email us via realcountrymix.com, or call our hotline anytime, 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. And the next winner of a Real Country 100th Show prize pack is...
Hi there, Ben. This is Muriel. I just wanted to wish your show a very happy 100th show. It's very exciting. I love your show. I listen to it all the time. I've got one request. Can you please play Carrie Underwood's Jesus Take the Wheel? I'm not religious, but I really, really love that song.
Ripper choice, Muriel. Grand Old Opry member Carrie Underwood. And her chart-topping track, Jesus Take the Wheel, came from her Some Hearts album back in 2005. Now, I'll be posting the video clip to this song on our Facebook page this week, so definitely make sure you check that out. And right now, here it is, Carrie Underwood, Jesus Take the Wheel. Thanks, Muriel. Prize packs in the mail.
Driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel.
So from now on tonight, Jesus, take the wheel.
Want a bit of history? Love country? Well, if you answered yes to both of those questions, or even if you answered no, you need to subscribe to our free podcast. You can get access to all 100 of our past shows, plus exclusive subscriber-only full-length interviews and bonus content. All you need to do is head to iTunes or your podcasting app of choice. Search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe. All the podcast details are also available from our website, realcountrymix.com too. Now, lots more 100th show celebrations after the break with Dwight Yoakam and Big and Rich, all after this break on the 100th episode of Real Country.
Hi, this is Ivor Davies from Icehouse, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country, and I don't really listen to country music, so I'm not quite sure what I'm doing here, but I'm waiting for Ben to impress me, so go ahead.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back, it's Ben Sorensen here, and this is the very special 100th edition of My Real Country right across Australia and New Zealand. For all things country, check out realcountrymix.com. Now, this is our 100th show, as we've mentioned quite a few times, and I'm the boss, and this social country request, coupled with a celebratory wish, was just too good not to put in the show. Now, before the break, Ray from the Harmonators did mention cake, of which I am a big fan, especially when partnered with a short mac. And I've had more coffee, cake, and biscuits with this top bloke from Fairbrook Horses and Carriages.
It's Cam Johnston. Just want to say congratulations on the 100th anniversary or the 100th show. And mate, my request would be Dwight Yoakam, guitars, Cadillacs. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Cam. Dwight Yoakam. What a suggestion for our 100th show. Now, this song was written and recorded by Dwight and released in June 1986. It peaked at number 4 in the US charts and number 2 in Canada. Billboard magazine called it a hillbilly delight, and it was featured playing on a jukebox in the 1991 movie Terminator, and again in the motel scene of the movie Dutch of the same year. This is Dwight Yoakam's Guitars, Cadillacs on Real Country.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shatters dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool who came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now his guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging. Thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. And his guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on. feeling music. The only thing that keeps me hanging on. The only thing that keeps me hanging on. It's the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Oh, oh, oh.
Now, before all the podcasting and syndication and Facebook, back in the very, 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 very early days of Real Country, before all the fancy intros and idents and voiceover guys, I used to play this song to open each live country show that I did. It was sort of an unofficial theme song, and you should also note I liked it because it was a cool song and not for any other reason. From the album Horse of a Different Colour, this is Big and Rich, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Thoroughbred, that's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some back country road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. Then I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, cowboy.
Well, that's it for another week, and I must say I was absolutely blown away by the well wishes, emails and messages that I've received for our 100th show. When I first started Real Country, I had no idea that it would be what it is today. I was just doing what I loved, and I still do it for the same reason. None of this would be possible without the other members of the core Real Country team, Simon and Joel, who each week are a massive help in making the Real Country machine run on time. Another big thanks goes to passionate artists and their teams who create amazing country music, so we always have something exciting and new to listen to on the show. And most of all, country fans who listen each week, download the podcast, and are active on our Facebook page. And not to mention those that share the show with their friends. To all those people, I say a very sincere thank you. Now, if you haven't already, like our Facebook page, facebook.com/realcountry, and share like there is no tomorrow. Also, check out our podcast on iTunes or your favourite podcasting app. And most of all, visit our website for all things country, www.realcountrymix.com. That's it for our 100th show, and we will see you for our 101st show at the same time on the same station next week for a whole heap more real country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.